Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, you knew this show was going to get into this at some point, considering what is going on with the THC industry and where I've stood on alternatives to just the endless pharmaceuticals, where I've stood on cannabis, where I've stood on hemp products, which are not getting you high, but they're trying to help you out with sleep and pain and what has come about in the most ridiculous government shutdown ever. Because as I said, from day one, the Democrats should have just voted for the continuing resolution, that Trump wasn't going to move. And in the end, they capitulated. And what have they received? Yeah, we'll maybe kind of look at the ACA subsidies. By the way, Trump should look at those. And they should help out those people. And then, I don't know, it's not, we're going to get to about next year, 11 years since you came down the escalator, Mr. President. How about we get to your actual plan? But out of this government shutdown is what you probably have heard about already. Jason had a couple good guests on it yesterday, and Jordana talked about it with Mini Leaf Guy today. So this is the bill that they're going to vote on in the House in the next hour or two, and it's what passed in the Senate Monday. Part of the language includes just, it's a basic ban on hemp products containing more than 0.4 milligrams. Okay, that's going to end what so many of these places are doing in Minnesota. The edibles containing up to 5 milligrams. Okay, some of these edibles up to 10. The THC industry on the beverage side going up to 10 milligrams. I'll say what I've said before. The gummies for a high or the seltzers for a high, they're not my thing. I first started smoking pot when I was a teenager. Will I occasionally still? Yeah, occasionally. Rarely. I mean, this year, honestly, if I smoked once, twice, you know, nothing is I felt like marijuana should be legal, not because I needed to find a place, because 99% of the people who want to find a place, they got a guy already. But I'm libertarian on this. And so let's not forget, too, Dave, how, you know, marijuana, hemp, cannabis, a lot of these things have been debated forever, and how on the marijuana side of it, the Dems basically snuck it in a bill. And the guy who was the lead sneaker, Zach Stevenson, who's taken over for Hortman. And remember, this is when Carter and I were together, and we had him on, and he was pushing back rather strongly, but it wasn't debated in the way it had been before. But this is absurd. Okay, so hemp-based products, again, the edibles, the beverages, they're going to stop these at 0.4. Now, yes, it's going to take a year to kick in. And who knows what can take place in a year. But this state actually has been a leader in this area. And they've been authorized for sale for adults 21 and older since 22. And how many people do you need to hear, whether it was Surly Guy with Jason or read the stories from breweries and these other places, Dave, because a lot of people are done drinking. Younger individuals are like, I don't want to have a drink. I don't want to have a beer. But give me a seltzer with a little bit of buzz in it. And I like that better. I feel more in control better. I like how I feel better. And brewery after brewery after brewery in this town, if you just listen right now, you know what you hear? They're crying. Because they know how much of their business has increased because of this. Because of the seltzer availability. And so, another quote, Bob Galligan. So the ban will be devastating for breweries. It will be. And so then you think, why is this going on? It's Mitch McConnell, if you're not aware. Mitch McConnell, who is going to step away and is an actual Republican. Donald's just an opportunist. McConnell, he helped legalize the hemp bill in the Farm Bill in 18. But he's been pushing to close what they view as a loophole that allows what they're calling it, at least at the federal level, because it's state by state right now, unregulated and intoxicating hemp products. He's arguing that children are hospitalized after ingesting these products that resemble candy. Okay. Anything that happens along those lines, all of us agree, is awful. So how isolated do these have to be, Dave, before we're gonna stop the entire industry? If we're going to do that, Dave, what are we doing about alcohol? Because we have alcohol legal, there are a lot of underage kids who drink and when they shouldn't drink. Now, I guess in this case, McConnell's trying to say, and others, well, it's candy. The kids see the candy and don't realize what they're getting. So there is a difference. But if we're going to sit here and we're going to look at every possibility, and these numbers are still very small on kids and candy. And I get it, if it's your kid, it's the worst. But we're not going to dictate everything if it happens to us. We're not going to look away at it. We're not going to dismiss it. But we're really going to shut down states where they're having success with this, with legal 21 and above adults making this decision. I don't want the first text here. Oh, now kids are drinking seltzers. The kids who were inclined to break the law, guess what? They were smoking pot or they were finding alcohol before. It's not like all of a sudden, Dave, boom, seltzers are legal. I hadn't considered it. And now here I go. This is just another example of the federal government and the hemp slash cannabis business, which they're just behind the times. Quinton, for years, we would try THC that had no cannabis intoxicants in it, or just a de minimis amount where he would not get high in any way, to try to help out with autism slash seizures. And I would go right over here, two blocks away to Green Goods. And you know what I have to bring every time, Dave? Cash. Or use their ATM. Because I couldn't use my silly credit card or my cash card. Because we have the federal government and how they view marijuana as a drug, but then have not ended it when the states have been what states are supposed to be, incubating ideas, trying different things. In the end, for Quinton, the success he's now had with the dramatic reduction in seizures, thank you, thank you, thank you. I couldn't be happier about something in my life than that. It didn't help him. There were other things. But the fact that you can try that. So we're saying to people now, Dave, I've tried it for insomnia. Trust me. They don't help. But for people where they do help or other pain, like how often does Jordana talk about the cream? But you know what you can do? Find a doctor and load yourself up on the pharmaceuticals. And I'm not saying sure. I don't take pharmaceuticals, but my God, just keep that industry going. Billions and billions and billions of dollars. But alternatives, including ones where you might have a cocktail, no.
To be fair, load up on the pharmaceuticals aside from Tylenol.
Yeah, although we backpedaled on that again.
We
backpedaled on that, you know. So that was the bold statement and all the texts I got. Don't you want him to study this? After Trump put out another one of his bat bleep crazy Truth Socials, don't take it. Kennedy had to admit there's no real direct correlation.
Yeah, can't prove anything.
What do you want to say about this?
You know it impacts me zero because I not only don't dabble in anything THC at this point in my life, I think salt seltzers are gross.
Yeah.
So
as someone who thinks pot should be legal, let me be clear. I don't take the gummies where there's nothing, and wham. Mm-hmm. Doesn't do it for me. I've tried a few seltzers. Same thing for me. Nothing, wham. That's just how my body reacts. So it will not affect me in any way. I'm with you on this
one. Yeah. And I mean, it's a big difference between talking about gummies, which can resemble candy to a child, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And a beverage that is served to somebody who is 21 and above. I don't. Can we make a distinction there? I don't. The whole thing seems rather silly to just all of a sudden have this. Hey, by the way, as part of this bill, all your seltzer beverages out the window. Goodbye. I mean, not exactly pro small business move there for the federal government to
wipe them
off the shelves across the country.
Yeah, when our economy is teetering, too. And again, the president views our economy as, how's the market? How much money?
How's my crypto?
How are my corporate friends doing? And when he says the other day, the affordability issue, it's a con job. We may talk about that at the bottom of the hour because it's not a con job. Again, as you've heard by now, Ellison signed on with the 38 other AGs effectively banning this. He's wrong on that. This is wrong. This 100% still should be allowed. There are ways to protect individuals, including children, but also allowing adults to seek pain relief and also enjoyment. So what we've had forever, the alcohol industry and the pharmaceutical industries, they can flourish, and I'm not calling for a ban on either one. But we're going to continue to turn anything into the marijuana side, when it's not even really marijuana in this case, into the boogeyman. It's nonsense. I think it's a major mistake. What do you want to say? Disagree. Add nuance. React. Maybe you enjoy the seltzers. Just get ready. Just get in an era when we continue to see restaurant after restaurant shut down. Just get ready. If this, again, it's a year away, and maybe it gets resolved by then. But if it doesn't, get ready for brewery after brewery after brewery where they found this as their way to last and flourish. Get ready to see them go bye-bye. And that's really what we want with the economy where it's at right now. That's asinine. 651-461-9226. Love a phone call or a text. Agree, disagree. This is your opportunity. Phone call or text 651-461-9226. I talk about Stretch Lab often. It's not always the day I'm going or it's not always the day after. But in this case, I did. I saw Isaac, Plymouth location, flexologist right there. Isaac had plenty of training. Isaac was great last night because sometimes it's Q and I. So He'll do 25. I'll do 25. Last night, Q's at Grandma's having a great time. Didn't get a chance to see her at all when we were on our trip. So I had 50 minutes with Isaac working on all the issues that I have, the tight calves, the feet issues, the glutes, the upper back. And he was tremendous at it. And when you first go there, if you go to Stretch Lab, they'll evaluate you with the technology they have. They'll sit down with you. They'll run you through the programs that they have, including with Black Friday coming up. And that first 50-minute session, $69. You're going to walk out a little more elasticity, a little more blood flow, taller, and feeling better about yourself. I've been going for 6 years, so have tens of thousands of others in this area. StretchLab.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't know there was so much dip in music, did you?
I didn't realize that you could work in this many French dip songs. But I never should doubt your skill.
Hey, the best are still to come.
Well, we better then next segment start getting into food you just don't get.
You've and maybe, been promising.
Maybe I need to go have another French dip tonight. If I do, I'm going to Brunson's.
You should celebrate the season. It's French Dip Day. Come on.
They named the French Dip after me.
Yes.
Briefly. I don't think it still is named after me anymore.
If you show up, then I put that back on the menu.
I have ventured to Brunson's, I think, like three times. One memorable time with Carter. Oh, my God. The folks that were talking to us, we were talking about working blue. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They were working that way. But Brunson's is a great neighborhood bar. Not good. Great neighborhood bar. Okay, on the seltzer, THC, the federal government, the overreach, and Mitch McConnell. Why do you think Mitch is doing this, all this topic available to you? Let's go calls first, but a lot of texts are coming in. Keep them coming. 651-461-9226 on the Harrigan Hotline. Steve, you're first.
Yeah, good afternoon. I spent many years in what we call the controlled beverage industry, alcohol. I'm also very open-minded to the legalization of pot. And I do feel that we have totally ignored, you made a comparison earlier to alcohol, the alcohol industry. The alcohol industry is very sensitive to Mothers Against Drunk Driving, making sure bartenders know when somebody's inebriated. With the seltzers, those kick in about 45 minutes afterwards.
Well, it's all over the place. It's all over the place, Steve. You can't just say 45 minutes. They're all different.
Well, whatever. It kicks in a lot slower than alcohol does, okay? And you're not going to feel the effects for a while. And there is no management of DWI or concern for DWI.
That's not true.
The industry needs to, well, man, well, tell me what it is. You can't even get dram shop insurance.
Well, right now, they do not have a product that can test for marijuana intoxicants. It has been going on forever. It stuns me. It stuns me that we can't distinguish with hypothetically, let's just use you in the scenario, that if you smoked 5 days ago, and there's still some THC in your body, they can't distinguish if that was in your body from 5 days ago to now. People are trying desperately to get that there. And people within this industry talk about it all the time. As someone who thinks these products should be legal, I talk about it all the time and express my concern about it. But you're right, it isn't there yet, but that doesn't mean they don't care about it.
Okay, then that's a mischaracterization on my part. I apologize, but I do feel like it's nowhere close to what it has been with the alcohol beverage industry. And, you know, if you're concerned about a federal law, there's already a federal law against pot in every state. So why should we be worried about this?
Well, because this is banning. This is going to happen. It's going to get passed by the House. There's no chance it's not going to get passed at 0.4 milligrams. That is taking away an industry that is flourishing, that is only going to get bigger and bigger, allowing adults to make decisions which they've been allowed to make with alcohol forever. And so this, by the way, we've allowed states to legalize marijuana, and the federal government hasn't stopped it. But in this case, Mitch McConnell, you know, and they probably should be called something different than gummies, and we probably should be over the top in how they're labeling them. But because some kids have had disastrous circumstances, and I'm horrified by that, that doesn't mean we're going to shut down an entire industry, which in the main is allowing people to make decisions, and we haven't had a skyrocketing increase in accidents since seltzers have become legal in the state.
I don't know if the reports are fully in on that or not, but I do think there's a lack of attention to the matter of controlling THC consumption and driving.
Thank you, sir.
Without that, we need to have some situations like what they're considering.
John, you are next. Appreciate the phone call, Steve. John, go ahead. You're on WCCO.
How you doing, Chad?
Good.
So I haven't been a big drinker for years with alcohol, but I kind of really cut back because I just don't like the way it makes me feel.
Yep.
And I started with these drinks, with the THC drinks, and I can have one at night, and it relaxes me, and I feel great. You know, the alcohol is, like, if I have a drink at night, I try to go to bed, and I just feel lousy. The THC, like, I like it, and I think it's going to be a big problem if they get rid of the drinks, and it's going to really, really be a bad situation.
John, your story, Stay With Me, is reflected by millions and millions that way. You know, that for whatever reason, maybe they used to drink, they don't, they never drank, and they're trying this, whether it's to help them at the end of the day, whether it's just to enjoy it, whether it's to diffuse some pain, whether it helps them sleep. And we need to continue to regulate it. We need to continue to find a way that the top scientists can test. If either one of us had a seltzer and we're over limit, that should not be dismissed. But for the federal government to try to sneak it into a government shutdown bill is absurd. Now, again, it passed in this state in a rather sneaking way in a bill. So you can make some, you can make the ironic comparison, but this isn't the way. And let's be honest, Mitch McConnell and his top donors in the alcohol industry, we're supposed to assume that's just a mere coincidence that Mitch McConnell is coming out in this way, considering the money he's received over decades. I'm not buying that for a second.
No, and it's one of those things where, you know, it's all about the almighty dollar. That's what it's coming down to now.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. I don't drink or smoke, reading your text, or don't drink or smoke cigarettes or weed or partake in THC gummies or beverages, but no federal government should pass this. The ban on hemp-derived THC is wrong. I assume big alcohol is behind this sudden ban. It's not just breweries will be affected by the drinks. No, absolutely, it's not just breweries. Okay? Jordana talks about Mini Leaf all the time. Green Goods, just down the road, right? And the THC business they have been a part of. The tens of millions of people who enjoy it. First of all, you're allowed to just enjoy it. Second of all, you're allowed to use it for the pain issues we were talking about with John. All those folks will be affected by this. I will admit I was pretty disappointed, but I've been following this along. Paul was trying to introduce the Senate to help with this loophole. Yeah, that what's interesting and what has been reported all throughout this is you have the two Kentucky senators, one trying to stop it, one trying to keep it alive. In this case, I am clearly team Rand Paul. This ban of text would be horrible for my sobriety. Let's see. Everyone is talking about THC, but as a bus driver and anyone with a certain license, they cannot have THC. We can, however, drink alcohol. So how is this THC so great? Well, Dave, some of it, it's new. And so is it regulated as completely as it should be? I think the answer clearly is no. But what you can do with industries, instead of attempting to just completely stop them, is regulate them more effectively and judge the states. I thought that's supposed to be a part of what we do, is cities try ideas, state try ideas, federal government tries ideas also, and we look for the best solution. And that's what's taking place in cities and states all across the country. But this, if it doesn't get changed within a year, my gut tells me it will be. I think it will be. But if this isn't changed, it's going to end that idea of states implementing more regulations as it's out there and as it's being enjoyed.
Yeah, it does feel overreach in that manner of the federal government just, you know, bigfooting the 50 states saying this is how it's going to be. I thought we were the party. We were the MAGA group of states make their own decisions, right? Leave it up to the states. I heard that on some other issue that was overturned recently.
All the time we hear that. And the case in this, another example of this is we'll decide if we want the states to implement this as long as we agree with it. If not, let the federal government take control. Okay. It's National French Dip Day. No, don't applaud it. It's a garbage sandwich. It's an absolute garbage sandwich. You should not get it. If you fall, go to Brunson's. But give me other food items, condiments, whatever, where you feel like me about the French dip, where you want no part of it. You don't get it. You know this show has a list. I'll give you my list. You've probably heard it before. What else is on your list of a food item? And you're like, why in the hell do people consume that? If we brought Cook in, we'd have to stay on there till midnight.
Anything from the earth?
I mean, because he eats like four things, no matter where he's eating. Other food items you just don't get. 651-461-9226.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk about the French dip. It's very weird meat. It's rubbery.
It's roast beef.
It's not roast beef.
It is roast beef.
Listen, nobody knows roast beef better than me. People are telling me. It's not roast beef. It's some imitation. It's like, it also often, in most French dips, you could use it as a tire, okay? Then you got the rock hard bread. Save your jokes there. And then you got the fake au jus, which I think is oil from a car. Okay, so I'm out on the whole concept. Give me a sandwich where the bread is a perfect accoutrement. It doesn't dominate the thin, 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 slicely meat. And then I'd like the meat to taste good.
You can add more than one slice. That's allowed.
Regulations, one slice.
That's not true.
One.
That is not true. You don't know the slice. French dip regulations. That we're uncovering the problem. You don't understand how to actually prepare the French dip properly.
I'm disrespecting the French dip.
I'm saying
it's
your lack of execution.
It's too complicated for me. Is that what you're saying?
You know what? You're a painter who's blaming the tools when clearly it's your own skill.
You know that well. Among the texts.
I don't paint.
Mayo. Don't get why people love it. Thank you, brother. Doesn't seem like it has a lot of flavor, and just like it'll clog an artery. Thank you. It's awful on its own. Just awful. When it's a very small part of something else, it can be useful, but on its own, get out of here.
Well, isn't that the point of it, though, that it doesn't have a lot of flavor? It provides moisture without overcoming all the other flavors?
I don't have a moisture problem. Apparently, you're dry.
I'm very dry.
You're like a desert.
Yes, I'm the Sahara. Walking Sahara over here.
You're waiting for a mirage in front of you of mayo. Dave wants the mayo mirage.
I see a French dip in the distance.
Oh, my God. Ketchup. Gross. Just absolutely gross. Are you 18 months? That's it. They gave you ketchup once. Let's add this RFK Jr. Maha. Let's give ketchup early to children to teach them how it's terrible and then rid civilization moving forward from the ketchup community.
See, I'd give them mustard early to build up their mustard love.
That's mustard. There might be somebody important in my life that doesn't like mustard.
Oh, no. Deal breaker.
Borderline. Might have to eat in the shed.
How are you two ever going to share?
I don't have a shed.
A potato salad.
Yeah. Well, she's not having the original buyer lease because that's mustard.
What happens when you make your tuna concoction?
She loves it. Loves it. And doesn't pine for the mayo. And if she thinks about adding it, might lose a finger. Might lose a finger. Okay. What would you like to add?
Foods I don't get. The biggest one, fake fruity flavored candies or cereals. Skittles, Lucky Charms, Starburst,
wait
all
a
that stuff.
Wait a
or not
wait
Lucky
a
Charms.
Second. Lucky Charms.
Not Lucky Charms.
Watch yourself.
Fruit Loops. I was thinking Fruit Loops and Trix.
Okay. Yeah.
All the fake fruity flavors I think are just disgusting.
Hmm. How about a rotisserie chicken? You don't get that, do you?
I get that twice a week.
God, you do.
That's so good.
It's ridiculous.
Okay, can't wait to make more.
I talk too much. That'll shock you.
No, not you.
So let's pause so we can include Jerush and a lot of texts. What other foods do you say, what is the hell is wrong with you people for eating them? You know you have plenty. What do you got? 651-461-9226. I might give out $10 million to the next texter.
Well, that'd be nice.
I might not. But you could find out. 651-461-9226. Is it the Who? The Rolling Stones? Who's provided us the French dip song?
It's Traveling Wilburys. It's everybody. It's Dylan. It's Patty. It was tremendous.
Who is this, really?
People that call themselves the Kamikaze Snowmen.
Mm. Love
about 34 monthly listens.
You're with
average.
Me, right? The French dip is horribly overrated, right?
Well, I don't know that it's really overrated.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Why?
You're wrong.
Your reign of terror against the French dip is one of the weirdest. Of all the weird things about you, this obsession is weird.
We're all eating them every night, right?
I believe in taste, okay? I like to enjoy my food. I like to have meat.
It has a side of extra taste. You have a tasty sandwich that you dip in some extra...
mystery sauce. So they don't know.
How do you feel about like a birria taco?
Love them.
Huh.
Nothing at all.
It's literally the same
Nothing
thing.
Nothing at all.
You dip
like
it
French
in
dip.
A consomme, no. Which is
Mm-mm.
pretty much the same bit.
More foods. I don't get egg salad. I love eggs, but egg salad, no thanks. Jason, egg salad, yes or no?
Yes, I do like egg salad.
Foie gras.
Better than eggs.
Foie gras. Doesn't get it, but your dining people would probably disagree. Where do you stand on foie gras?
I had foie gras just the other night.
Yeah. So, of course you did. At which place?
That was at Burrow. Burrow. Very nice.
I haven't had it enough to
A little know. Bit. It's yeah. I would say I like it. It's a little overly rich for me generally. So, I get it.
Liver and onions and lutefisk.
Oh, bold take there.
Yeah, lutefisk is
gross.
Here
are two incredibly unpopular food items.
Gross.
That, yeah.
I like chopped liver, though. I don't like liver, though. Where do you say on a chopped liver? Although I have it like once every 10 years.
Right.
So it's not often.
I don't like being treated like chopped liver.
Yeah. Sweet pickles. Who doesn't like sweet pickles?
ISIS.
Honestly, I didn't realize they had the phone number. Coconut. Who doesn't like coconut?
I can see coconut. Jeez. Yeah.
This person also adds buffalo wings. Jeez.
Oh, get out of here.
Clearly one of your listeners checking in early.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.